So let's talk. I think that's where we start. I don't know exactly what Melly Mel's idea was to go after Eminem. I don't know. I think, the Furious Five, Grandmaster Flash, I think Ra's still alive. I think Morris is still alive. It's definitely weird.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I don't know. I don't quite understand why Melly Mel went. I get why Eminem responded to Melly Mel, but I'm not sure why Melly Mel responded. And this song that's only like an hour, really almost like a minute long. And I don't know, because this line isn't clever, and half of this stuff is allegations, but half of this stuff is gonna be difficult to kind of talk about because I'm not entirely sure why Melly Mel brought it up. But if you aren't aware, welcome to the World is King CJ Music Podcast, where we talk about topics and diss tracks apparently that involve people like Melly Mel and Eminem, which to some extent, if you had asked me where did I think these interviews were going, where did I think these diss tracks were going to, the last place I would have said is a response to Eminem's feature, which is surprising to me that we're talking about this now. But it's a question everyone's having. And so when I say half of the stuff, it's alleged. I mean, Eminem has opened up about a few situations, but I don't know. I don't know why he brought it up. I think, like I said, these lines may be clever, and I may be overlooking it. And some of these might have a punchline, and I'm not, extremely aware why they don't. Why to me they don't have a current punchline. And this diss track, if you ask me where I rate this diss track is rated very low, and it's no disrespect to the Furious Five. I think if Grandmaster Flash had made it, and to where we were talking about conscious rap, I think Furious Five, Grandmaster Flash, Ra, Morris, Eddie, I think everyone would agree that they started a culture in hip hop that was conscious about things that were happening in people's environment. And I'm not entirely sure what, like, I'm not sure what Melly Mel thought he was doing, and I think that's the common assumption here, and it's because I think it's a lot of things I think that happened to this song that fell through, and a lot of people mixed it, a lot of people mastered. I hope people mixed it and mastered it, and I hope somebody heard this before you released it, because the song is roughly only a minute long, which is concerning because it is a diss track on Eminem, and so if it's only a minute long, you have to hit all the hard points home. Which I'm not sure he did, and I'll talk about the bigger part of this diss track, but I don't, like, for example, some of these verses don't make any sense to me. He says in the first verse, "No apologies, this isn't a disclaimer. I'm a king, I'm the first Hall of Famer." No one's debating that he isn't the first Hall of Famer. No one's debating that he isn't one of hip hop's greatest. No one's debating this from what I am hearing in these conversations that we're having about hip hop in the current stage of hip hop's 50th anniversary. No one's having this discussion saying that he's not, and he's not great. But the concept of him saying that Eminem shouldn't be in somebody's top five is weird to me, because you make this diss track and it sounds like the early 80s. It's that 808 heavy song, and I don't know. I don't, and this is a thing where people are like, well, it's he has an 88, he came out before Hammer, which says a lot, but it's also we've learned from Ether, we've learned from Takeover, we've learned from 0 to 100 that a lot of people, especially in diss tracks, they don't like the 808. So I don't know why he went to the 808, but I think it's more of his comfortable beat to go right when he 808. But I genuinely don't know. He says, "Why are you hurting? Why are you mad? Now you look bad, like roaches crawling out of your back. Like I'm not sure what this line is referring to. I'm not sure if this line is him going, well, you know, people said you were a guest in hip hop. Now you look bad trying to call out a hip hop legend or a king in hip hop, the founders of hip hop." And I'm not sure that's how the Eminem looks. I think this more looks like people have called out Eminem before and he finally responded, which he's done multiple different times when people have called him out in interviews. It just kind of takes him a while because, as he said, a lot of people aren't on his radar, which is why I'm really not sure why that line's in there. It's like, are you hurt? Why are you hurting? Why are you mad? Now look, like you're calling out a, like a roach is crawling out of your bag, which I'm not understanding. Is he saying that he was a guest? Like this, like the line makes no sense because the line could be, have like three meanings behind it. And this, it's just not, it's not a clever line. In a packed class, you let class. Which we could argue that Eminem lacked class, but I don't know. I think Eminem has said over multiple times, his top five is, you know, very respectful. And his top five, right? His top 10, even at that, is very respectful. And he explains why his top 10 is his top 10. Everyone has a different top five and everybody has a different top 10. For me, I have a different top 10 than Complex and apparently a lot of people. So I'm not understanding this. Go to bed with no supper because you're going to suffer the backlash. But the thing is, I don't understand what the backlash is. If you're saying the backlash is that he's going to face the backlash, he's going to face the backlash because he went at a founder or one of the like legends of hip-hop, I don't see that happening. And it's solely because Melly Mel, while you are a great legend, why people will respect you for what you've done for hip-hop and make conscious rap, at the same time, I don't think, and I kind of waited to put this out, and you'll hear it, I kind of make these portions, and I've waited to put this out, and I still haven't heard the backlash of people saying that he shouldn't win at Melly Mel. I'm not sure if Melly Mel thinks what he said in that interview with, I believe it was Vlad TV, and I could be wrong, it's not Vlad TV, it could be somebody else, right? I don't think it's Hoffa. I don't think it's Hoffa's. I don't think it's Matt Hoffa's. But we could argue that this interview that got a lot of publicity, and it was marketed great, but it's you saying that you don't think Eminem, I'm paraphrasing, but you don't think Eminem's welcome in hip-hop, which is debatable. I think that's a weird line to say with no context, and this last line makes no sense. In a packed class of what? Hip-hop? Are you saying hip-hop is overcrowded? Well, if that's the case, hip-hop always has a new generation of rap, so I'm not sure what the conversation is, right? Because hip-hop is always bringing new people into hip-hop. Every generation, every couple years, there's a new artist. Corey Ray, Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, you know, there have been Flavor Flav, Fetty Wap, Drake, Lil Wayne. We've had artists come every generation that people, the great example would be Rick Ross, McMill, whoever McMill signed. You know, we've had this for years. Dre, Eminem, Easy Mill. Like, we've had this before. Royce, we've had this. We've had this before. And I'm not sure what he's saying. And it's weird because it just doesn't make sense. You lack class, go to bed with no supper because you're going to suffer the backlash. I haven't heard, I personally have not seen any backlash that Eminem has ever seen. Now, if that's me being ignorant, that I'm sorry. But I haven't seen anything on Twitter, on Instagram. I just haven't seen any backlash. I haven't heard any backlash in the music community. Right? So I'm not sure what this line is. And he says, the top five is crap. you're the piss on the floor in the elevator of rap. I'm not sure if he's saying that as he's the worst rapper, which I would argue Ice JJ Fish is, and even though that was comedic, I would argue that he is lower than Eminem, and I would argue there are a few rappers that are below Eminem that aren't based off of anything but skill. Lyricism, metaphors, I would say there are a lot that are under, right? And this is no offense to Ice JJ Fish. You had a good career. Why? You had it. But I don't think you're my cup of tea, right? You're not going to be my cup of tea. So I'm not sure. And this is my debate. He says the top five is trash. I don't think, you know, we have a lot of people that have a lot of different top fives. For me, example, I have a lot of different top fives. Right? Because Jay-Z isn't in my top five. I don't know. Jay-Z might be in my top five, but I don't, you know. Like, that's the conversation. I think if you ask me who's in my top five, it'll be Grandmaster Flash for sure for making conscious rap, right? Like, there's a hierarchy to different raps, and people like different kinds of raps. So I'm not entirely sure why he says that the way he does. I guess he's trying to be relatable when he says cap, but I don't know if that's not true. I think everyone has a different top five. We've seen Complex do it. We've seen Billboard. We've seen a lot of people do top fives, and everyone has disagreed that some people's top fives aren't everybody's top five. Which I'm not understanding what his argument is for this. Like, it's a fallacy because it's not based on any hard evidence because it's subjective. Why are you ducking on the game this is what I'm saying. I don't think he's saying anything bad about your name. I think if you're going to say Eminem is this and Eminem is that, and he's a guest in hip-hop, that's a direct shot, and Eminem answered back in a direct shot, but it was on a feature. I don't understand that. He went at you and your family, and that's fine. I mean, we can say family is off limits, but you took a direct shot at you. As a lot of people say, if you take a direct shot at the king, you better not miss. You talked bad about Eminem in an interview that might have been a snippet, or it might, if you watch a full form video, there's more detail to more context to it. But you took a shot at Eminem and you didn't expect Eminem to respond, so Eminem responded. This is what always happens with Nick Cannon and Eminem. Nick Cannon says something, Eminem responded. I'm not entirely sure, and he's not messing with the game by any chance. I think he's bringing up valuable arguments when he says somebody's on a rage, and it's because Melly Mel, let's be a little bit honest here. If we're gonna be honest, we're gonna be completely honest, and that's what my show's based on. You've made some accusations about people, and it just seems like because they're not agreeing with you, you think they shouldn't be there, which isn't how it should be, especially in hip-hop. It should be a conversation, a discussion, and it never seems to be that way with you. It just seems to be, hey, if they're not agreeing with me in this moment, then they're wrong, and then that means that, you know, which is weird. This line, I'm not understanding why he said, why they put Pee-wee Herman in the Hall of Fame. And if you're referring to Eminem being Pee-wee Herman, that doesn't make sense because Pee-wee Herman is a comedy sketch and Eminem's rapping about his life, right? So that Pee-wee Herman line isn't it. Like, I get it. If it's gonna make a statement, it's gonna make a punch. But if I remember correctly, Pee-wee Herman was created in 1980, and it was supposed to be a comedy sketch. Yeah, it was supposed to be a comedy sketch by a comedian. And that was created by two people, which didn't get movies and stuff like that. And so I'm not entirely sure why you said that. Like, Eminem, for what he's done, the Masters EP, Encore, he's done, like, the LPs at Encore, like, he's done so much, it doesn't make sense to me why you don't think that. The Marshall Mathers LP alone did amazing numbers. So to say that he doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, it just seems not afraid. However, you know, forever, there have been songs, literally, where artists have given Eminem his credit. So for you to say that these rappers are wrong because they, because this one rapper doesn't agree with you, and for you to strike back at Eminem, just doesn't make sense to me. Now, and I'm not saying by any means that I am a hip-hop great or whatever I says, go, Merge to Be Music by the Eminem Show, Encore, Marshall's Matter EP, Curtain Call, that we've gotten twice, right? These albums are legendary albums. Recovery, these are legendary albums. Granted, some of these albums, as a lot of you, as Melvin in the Game and a lot of other people might say, they're not getting played in clubs. Well, I don't think if you're listening to Eminem, you might not play it in the club. It's not a dance song that you want to dance to. It's not a beat you want to, he's talking about serious topics, like Stan. Which is why I think you took this line, and I'm not quite sure. Right? Because this line, it makes sense. Because he says, I got a lawyer so white, he'll take your land. Okay, that's a 40-acre and a mule joke. I get it. That's cool, I guess. I mean, if we're talking about 40 acres and a mule, I guess. Right? But even that line itself, it might be a punchline, but it's not a line where you're like, oh, he schooled Eminem. It's like, oh, okay, 40 acres and a mule. I get it. It's a way to spin it, but that joke falls flat. Like, I don't know. Like, this falls flat a lot of different places, and it's weird, because he calls, it's weird. He's a shaky man. And come look at your friend. I think he's referring to Dr. Dre. Because I think Eminem is popping pills again. Which is, I don't know. This is my thing. I don't know if he's talking about Dre. If he's talking about Dre, I don't think you want to put yourself in a situation. Melly Melvin, I get it. You are a legend in hip hop. Right? But for you to go and say, I think, check your man. And come look at your friend. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not entirely sure. Because you say this, and I think you put yourself in a situation with artists you don't want to put yourself in a situation with. Right? Because Melly Mel, a lot of people respect you. Right? But to say, because I think Eminem is popping pills again, which we could argue, Eminem's been very open about his almost being addicted. I say all these allegations, alleged, you know, but he's opened up, he's been open about it a few times, which is kind of weird to me, because it's weird. He says we call him Pill Clinton or Pill Gates, which that's so, and I could be wrong. It could be solely based on his skin color, and I think that's partially it, but I think it could be the money he made off of hip-hop. I think that's the reference Melly Mel's trying to make, where he goes, he's Bill Gates, where Bill Gates made a lot of money off of people because they were trying to get computers and all that, and Microsoft. We can talk about that. And he says Bill Clinton, and that's the thing. I'm not entirely sure. Like, that line falls flat of him trying to hide that he was using pills, but Eminem's been open about it, about him using pills. Like, I'm not sure. Like, this line falls flat a lot. Right, because that, it's like, okay, so are you saying he's hiding it, like, Bill Clinton? Or are you saying that he got rich off of it? Like it's weird. This, I don't know, this line falls flat. Because you say we call him Bill Clinton or Bill Gates. And while the line might hit the first time you hear it, you're like, that makes no sense. Not a sense at all. And he says, what pill did homie take to make him hate the greats? And this is my thing. I don't understand this logic of Eminem hating the greats. I genuinely don't think he does, even in his diss track. He says he looks up to Grandmaster Flash. He looks up to the Furious Five, to an extent. He just has a problem with you. It's not that he hates the roots of conscious hip-hop, because he does conscious hip-hop a few times, right? But it's the fact that you called him out, you did it in an interview, you said your piece, and Eminem saying his piece. Now, will Eminem respond? I don't think so. If he does, it'll be funny. He's not, he doesn't hate you. He just doesn't. It's just, I don't think anyone, and I'm being honest here, I don't think anyone puts Melly Mel in their top five. Right? Grandmaster Flash, we could argue, is top five. Impact-wise, we could argue. Furious Five, as a group, we could argue, has an impact. Like, Wu-Tang. We could argue Impact. Or 3-6 Mafia. We could argue Dipset. We could argue. Like, we could argue Impact. Without a doubt, Furious Five. We could argue that, right? But to argue and say that a lot of people put, I don't know, Melly Mel in their top five is something that I don't know. I don't exactly understand that line. I don't think he hates the greats in hip hop. I don't think by any means he hates the greats. I don't think he does because he's worked with a lot of artists that people will consider great. I don't think he hates the great because he liked Pac. He liked Biggie. You like Nas, like, but that's my thing. I don't know what his line is of him hating the greats. I don't think he does. I think this was just a response to something you said, and I don't understand why you say he hates great. I don't think he does. We've seen that with people that tried to take Eminem slow and just couldn't do it. The Game being a prime example on the Black Slim Shady. If we're talking about wordsmith lyricism and wordplay, it's very hard. It's very hard for people to try what Eminem does. And I don't know, like, I don't get it. And this thing, and he says, still, you made it, but think you are, but you ain't. I don't know. I think we could argue that Eminem's impact on hip-hop by bringing people in, but also by bringing a lot of hip-hop fans what they wanted. I would argue he didn't. I would argue he is up there with great hip-hop artists impact-wise. Music-wise, we could argue which albums you don't like, which albums you do. But I think overall, the impact Eminem has on hip-hop alone, I'm not sure. Like, 8 Miles is still a good movie. His first few albums and Marshall Mathers EP. Like, it's very concerning to me. And then, I don't know. This line hit him one. I don't understand. Maybe I hate the 808 so much. Maybe we'll take the argument. Maybe I hate the 808 so much. But I'm not sure why anybody would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. And maybe everyone's overlooking it. Maybe that's what everyone is overlooking. Maybe it's an 8 Miles joke. And then we go 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, when he was going to Pocket Doc. And maybe that's what I'm missing. But I don't remember there being 8 people. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, I don't know if that's what... I don't know. He says, hit him with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, I don't know. It rhymes. Okay. It rhymes, but I'm not sure if he was going... When Eminem went 1, 2, 3. Like, I don't know if that's what he was trying to do. It just didn't work out. It fell flat, and that's what you were trying to do? Like, that's a weird line. And I'm going to give your fans one more chance to go online and re-energize. I don't know. After that, say your last goodbye. I don't... So this is like, Melly Mel, I'm not entirely sure. But if you release another diss track, I would hope that you rethink about releasing a diss track. I really would. Like, you're a legend. You are. I don't think you're up with the times. I don't think you realize that a lot of people hate 808. And I don't think you understand half of this is common knowledge. And I get that if we're talking about hip-hop, it's us bringing information that people didn't know, but a lot of people knew this information. Right? A lot of people... I knew this information. I didn't really have to Google a lot. And I don't know. Like, I'm not entirely sure what he thought he was doing. Like, it's weird. He says, go online. And I don't know if he's saying that because normally Eminem fans call the battle. Normally they will call the battle before it. Before, like, the battle ends and says Eminem won. And I don't know if that's why he's saying that he'll let his fans go back online. I don't know. Like, I don't understand. Or is he saying that he's doing it so they can go back to rehype Eminem up? But I think you've kind of proven I think you've kind of proven Eminem's point, right? And I think I'm stuck in this place where I'm like, I get it. You were trying to be clever. It sounds nice, ideally, but I think you missed the ball. You missed the bar with this diss track, and this diss track's it's a terrible. This diss track's a 4 to me, and I'm trying to be nice. It's a terrible diss track to me, if you ask me genuinely. It's a terrible diss track. I have a point this out, because I'm not entirely sure who he thought he was aiming at. I don't know, because he says, before I put Matthew's lights out, was he trying to say Marshall, or was he trying to say Matthews? Like, I'm not sure what he was going for. I'm not sure if he was trying to give him a nickname or something. This line has gone over my head. I'm still trying to rethink what I'm missing. Because I thought it was Marshall Mathers, and I'm not sure where he got Matthew from. But Mathers couldn't be sure from Matthew. I'm not sure. Like, that line, it's hitting. It's a line that it rhymes. But I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure what this line is supposed to hint at. Because I don't, from my recognition, I don't think Eminem has a child named Matthew. So I'm not entirely sure. Like, I'm not sure where this line goes. Unless there's an interview of his mother saying that he calls him Matthew. I'm missing the point. I'm missing the ball. And I couldn't find that interview. So, it's weird to me. I'm turning off your internet. I'm turning off the Wi-Fi. He says Wi-Fi, but we're going to call it internet. It's weird to me. Just another little kid. Don't hate the great. And I don't know why he did that. Who's that? Who that? Like, I get it. But, like, this isn't the 90s. It's in the early 2000s where a lot of people aren't going to get that. Like, if they weren't born in early 2000s, they're not going to get that. Who the? Like, they're not going to get that. Like, it's a weird line to me. It's a weird line to hear years later down the road, but it's definitely a weird line just to hear in general. So I get it. You want to respond. The game didn't respond. I get it. You wanted to respond, but it's just not the same. Yeah, this right here, this actual song is like a 4 out of 10, and that's me being generous. I think because I have a weird disdain for the 808. I don't know. It's weird to me. But also at the same time, this diss track is in no way. I've heard better diss tracks from MGK, and like the gunshots at the beginning of him like loading the clip. It's weird. Right now, everyone's going to get ready for the kickback. And the kickback is lacking by all means. It is not a good kickback at all. It's one of the worst response diss tracks I've ever heard. And Melly Mel, while you are a legend, Were producers, were people just not in this room when you released this? Because I'm not entirely sure. And you say you have more in the way, so if you have another track in the way, I'm ready to hear it. I don't know if this will get Eminem to respond. If it does, I'll be shocked. And I will post an apology if it happens. I just personally don't see it happening. So, I apologize if he does. I'll remake that statement. If it comes out before I release this episode, I will say I am truly sorry that it happened. But I have 3 days of 3-4 days to the weekend. So if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but it's a 4 out of 10. I'm gonna hold this off probably to Sunday just to make sure I don't miss any Eminem response. But I don't think Eminem's gonna respond to this diss track itself. It doesn't have a lot of merit. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, this is the World of Skin City podcast. Hey, leave a review. If you're listening to this, anyway, answer some, answer questions if they, you know, if they, a poll about questions. But yeah, at the Royal Listening CJ Podcast, we love to hear feedback. So, as always, great to hear. I hope you enjoy your day.